are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And people in your neighborhood brought to you this morning by VistaCare. And joining me this morning on the phone is Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. A little bit cooler today than it has been, so it's more like winter once again.
It is. You can hear that north wind blowing, and you know that's going to be colder.
That's right. A little bit breezy this morning. So what have we got going on in Fort Pierre you want to let everybody know about today?
Well, we had a very busy city council meeting on Monday. Long agenda, lots of things to discuss. One of the things that I certainly want to mention is this upcoming council meeting will be Mike Weisgram's last meeting, as he will be taking part in the legislature and can't hold both elective offices. So the council at this meeting appointed Randy Seiler to represent Ward 3 in place of Mike Weisgram. Most people know Randy statewide, actually. He's been a Fort Pierre resident for many years and served on the council for a couple of years until he was appointed a U.S. attorney and then had to resign from the council. But since he has not been U.S. attorney and back in Fort Pierre full-time, he has served on the bid board. He served on the Barendri Museum Board and actually chaired that organization. He chaired the Board of Adjustments and Appeals. And most recently, we hired him on a contract to help us with some ordinance enforcement. So he's very involved in the city of Fort Pierre, and he has a broad experience in a lot of different areas. So he'll be able to hit the ground running, and as much as we will miss Mike, we certainly look forward to having Randy back on the council.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of great experience there, and it's only going to be for a short time from what I hear as well.
It is a very short appointment, and so he takes office the 1st of January, and he will have to immediately take out petitions and gather signatures to run in April. And then that will be just for a one-year term to take him up to when Mike's would have expired. And then he'll have to run again. So he's going to have to spend a little time campaigning while he's being on the council.
Right. And I hear things went well.
He's no stranger to campaigning. He knows how to do that. So
absolutely.
Good person. And then of course we had our fun kickoff to the Christmas season, mm-hmm. and lit the Christmas tree and lit the bridge. And we've had so many comments there, and there are lots of pictures on Facebook of the bridge that people have taken from different views. And Pierre residents will be happy to know. I know it's visible from the causeway and maybe other places in Pierre, but I have seen a photo from the causeway. So that will be fun. You know, now it's in Christmas colors. It's in the red, green, and white. And then after the first of the year, it will switch to probably white. I don't know. We haven't decided yet. There are so many options. It's hard to choose, but when the technician was here from Atlanta training our people on the programming of the lighting controls, he had already put in things like Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day and, 4th of July colors, the patriotic mm-hmm. colors, and purple and gold, and then a couple of special requests we had, purple for pancreatic cancer and pink for breast cancer. Just had another request the other day. June, I believe, is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and I think that color is blue. So it'll be fun just to watch the colors.
Most definitely. I've heard some great feedback. It is a beautiful sight to behold, so folks need to go check that out. And you had enough lights for the tree. That's great.
We did. That is a huge tree.
It is.
Yeah, it we almost didn't have room for it in the middle of that intersection, but good thing it's a wide intersection.
Absolutely. So some great things going on in Fort Pierre, and we appreciate your time this morning, Mayor.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
As always, it's a pleasure. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen here on People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare. We will have our spotlight on education right after this. VistaCare in Pierre is hiring. VistaCare is seeking direct support professionals to join their team. If you would like to join this positive company and contribute to enhancing the lives of the people they serve, apply now. Apply at VistaCare.org. Full or part-time with benefits and bonuses are available. VistaCare continues to provide high-quality services to the residents of South Dakota, which they currently provide to the citizens of Wisconsin. VistaCare, visions and values. Apply today. And People in Your Neighborhood continues here on your Thursday morning, brought to you by VistaCare. Big Daddy Dave Williams, and joining me this morning is teacher Lisa Parks. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing great.
That is,
how are you?
I am doing well. We're almost towards the end of the week, so that's always a fun feeling.
Yes, it is.
And of course, a lot of people dealing with the COVID pandemic, schools especially. And we want to talk about what's going on in the classroom this morning.
Awesome. Well, like we said, my name is Lisa Park, and I am from Oahe Child Development. I am a full-day teacher, which I teach 3 to 5 year olds. And I'm in the classroom majority of the day instead of nap time. And we are going on with school. The kids are coming and we're having a great time. I know with COVID, it's a little bit different. We like to have parents in our building for lunches, but due to COVID, we aren't able to do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're taking a lot of precautions on, you know, washing our hands, keeping us safe, and doing a lot of hygiene talk in the classroom also.
Absolutely. And how are the kids dealing with that? And with that age group, how do you explain to them the things that you're doing to keep them safe?
You know, we always deal with hygiene and just washing our hands, covering our coughs and our sneezes. And so we always have dealt with that just because they're 3 to 5 and, you know, that's a talk that you need to have. Mm-hmm. And so they have been doing really well. We do have some children that do wear masks in school. So we encourage them to wear their mask if they want to. And like I said, you know, we always talk about blowing our nose and covering our sneezes and different things like that, too.
Most definitely. And as parents, is there something that they can do to help make things easier for you in the classroom?
You know, it always gets transferred over. We always like to see what comes into the classroom transferred over to the parents. And so we also talk about, you know, good hygiene at home, you know, wash your hands, staying safe. You know, if you are feeling, sick, you know, call us and let us know. And, you know, we can see and talk about, you know, if it's kind of COVID symptoms or if it's just regular symptoms. And so parents are definitely helping in keeping the little ones home if they are feeling sick. And so that keeps everyone healthy.
Absolutely. Great advice there. And are you presenting this to the kids in kind of like a fun way to make it a little more, you know, interesting and help it sink in a little bit?
You know, we have a little COVID book, and it just talks about, you know, it's okay. Some people may wear masks, face shields, even it has it. We got this book from a resource that we use called Pocket of Preschoolers, and she developed this book, and it's a kid-friendly book, and it has fun pictures and up-to-date pictures like a mask and a face shield. And so the kids know. And even before, we thought, kids are going to be, they're going to be scared of us wearing our mask or face shield, but I think they're so used to it since it's just started in March and we started in August, and they're used to seeing people with masks, wearing masks. So that helped a lot too. It wasn't just at school. It's around town also.
That's great. And that's the nice thing about that age. They adapt pretty well to things, don't they?
Yes, they do.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for all the work that you're doing with the kids. Keep it up, and we appreciate you joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. You have a great day and a great week and holiday season ahead.
All right. You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. There's Lisa Park from the Oahe Child Development, and doing some great things, making sure the kids are safe and understand all of what's going on right now with the pandemic and so much more. So there is People in Your Neighborhood on this Monday, or this Thursday morning. There we go. Brought to you by the folks at VistaCare.